This interview is sponsored by the best place to get top developers. It's called TopTal, and by the company that we use to organize all of our sales processes at Mixergy. It's called Pipe Drive. I'll tell you more about those later. Let's start. Hey everyone, my name is Andrew Warner. I'm the founder of Mixergy, where, you know, I've done over 1,000 interviews with entrepreneurs about how they built their businesses. But as much as I know how to talk in front of a mic to an audience of people, and I've talked to some of the best audiences out there, I got a little nervous recently when I started doing webinars. I never wanted to do webinars. I always thought, to be honest, I thought webinars were kind of like this like low buck way of selling. And I was wrong. I was obviously wrong. I think what was happening was I was a little afraid of them, or I was afraid of like looking bad. And then I started looking at how my team at Mixergy started using a complicated piece of software called Zapier. It was people on the team actually got onto webinars with the founder of Zapier, who was just sitting on camera teaching people how to use Zapier. And I thought, huh, the software that I admire is being made by people who use webinars to explain their product and sell it. There's no way that some of the like assistants that I've had here, some of the people who really aren't as techie as I am, would have used Zapier to its fullest potential. If you know Zapier, you know, it connects two different pieces of software in what could be a complicated way. There's no way people would have signed up and used it if not for this webinar where they got to learn about it and they got to grow their businesses. And I said, come on, Andrew. You're about to launch this new business. Are you really going to act like you're better than webinars? Or are you going to accept that this is really what works? It helps people understand the product that you're trying to sell. For me, it was a new site that was helping people create bots, chat bots. I said, no, you got to get good at it. So then once I wanted to get good at it, I said, who do I learn from? And so I started asking around. I said, who's the guy who does this the best? And a handful of people that I know who do webinars on a regular basis said, this guy, David Siteman Garland. And I said, I know him. I know David Siteman Garland. He did interviews back when I was doing interviews. He's someone that I've talked to for a long time. I said, he's the best. And they said, oh, yeah. I said, but he's always like kind of goofing around and like he seems too chill. I said, no. He is the best. He's the guy who actually knows how to make it interesting enough to get people to watch, explain tough concepts even in a way that makes people understand them. And then at the end, when there's a sale, people like him so much and they trust him so much that they buy from him. If you want to be interesting, you want to get people to buy from you, go to David Siteman Garland. So I went hat in hand. I basically said, David, what do I do? Teach me. And so I got his course and I got some tips from him, and I had this Google Doc with everything that I learned from him on my screen. It became like I was going to say my Bible, but the Bible doesn't even give you instructions to this level of specificity. And that's what I had when I was doing my webinars. And that's how I launched Bot Academy. And not only did I launch it, but I got a huge audience of people to understand what it was. Even if they didn't buy, they understood it. And I got all these partnership requests because of it. Anyway, an angel investment came because of it. It was fantastic. One where I was investing in a company that I think is strategically helpful for us. So I invited David Siteman Garland here to talk about webinars, how they helped grow his business, and to teach you some of the stuff that he taught me. We're going to do a bio of how he built his business on webinars, and we're going to learn a little bit about webinars. And if you want to take this to the next level, I'm actually going to do a full-on webinar with him. I've never done this before, never in the history of Mixergy of about 10 years here. Never done it before, but if you want to learn even more, he and I are going to do a webinar. You can find out about it at mixergy.com/learnwebinars. And David Siteman Garland is the founder of The Rise to the Top. It helps experts create and sell online courses. He also has a side software company that kind of fits in with The Rise to the Top. It's got Course Cats and Conversion Cats, two different products. One helps you run your courses. It's software that helps you run a website for courses. And the other is software that helps you run a website that increases your conversions. David, good to have you on here.
I love it. I was like, I don't even need to talk today. I've got all this great stuff from Andrew. I'm very excited to be here. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. I usually don't go that long with the intro, but I wanted to like get the story out and the purpose and what we're doing here. So I know that there are a lot of people here who have done webinars before for whom this is maybe old hat. I want to give them a quick win.
Yeah.
Give me a quick win that even somebody who's new will benefit from, and someone who's experienced will definitely get some value out of.
Sure. So here's a good one is, it's one thing to get people to register, right? To like actually enter their email and say, hey, I'm coming, right? Mm-hmm. It's another thing for them to show up, Because shockingly, unless it's you, your webinar is not at the priority level extreme of everyone else. Do you know what I mean? It's not like their life's goal is to get to your webinar. Yes, it's important. Yes, it's on their calendar, but how do you get people to actually show up? And I want to give kind of two quick recommendations, which equals one win here, to show up.
Yep.
So one, and this is a new thing. This is like something that we've been experimenting with this year, and we've seen nothing but great stuff from it, is doing a what I'm calling a pop-up Facebook group for your webinar. So what that means is when someone registers on the thank you page, we have a little link, and we have a little link that goes out when you email them. And it says, hey, we're doing a special Facebook group just for people that have registered for this webinar. So come on in there, introduce yourself, tell us about your business in our case, you know, interact. And what we've seen is that Facebook group is great for interaction, great for fun. We're going to be doing one with the webinar that we're doing, our super meta webinar on webinars. But what happens in that group is people get to know each other, and we can send in reminders, do you know what I mean, about showing up for the webinar. And it's just another way that it keeps it more on the top of mind of people so that they can show up. So that's one kind of big tip.
So they're going to be in the Facebook group. They talk about the topic of the webinar, and you're saying
exactly.
It helps increase show up rates to the webinar.
Without a doubt. And people get to know each other. People are like, oh, I'm excited to be there. I've got it on my calendar. People are we do polls in there. We've got fun. Like it's just another way because – as you know, and you're very passionate about, you know, Facebook bots and all these different things with Messenger, is that email is just one place to reach people, right? It's the one that you can control the most, but it's just one place. People love hanging out on Facebook, so why not add that in to your mix? And since we've done that, we have seen – I don't have the exact percentages. Like I was trying to get my calculator out and figure it out, but we've seen definitely a big-time increase in show-up rates just by doing a Facebook
group. What's big-time? 20%?
25%? I would probably say 20%.
Somewhere 25, 20% more people who, 20% of the people who register, wait, 20% of the people who register
yes,
show up.
Show yeah, up.
They've
right.
got it. Okay. So that's one. That seems
huge.
Like an awful lot of work, but it's just for the webinar. Right. As soon as the webinar is done, the group dissolves and is closed.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then what's another tip?
So another thing is, you know, and people always say, well, send out email reminders, right? And that's a no-brainer that you want to send out email reminders leading up to the training for people who registered, right? For people who registered. You don't want to just say, you know, send them a link when they register and then they never hear from you again and then the webinar starts in 3 days, right? Because people forget. So what we've seen is we kind of, in my experimental lab over here, try different formulas of what works. And what we notice is 2 to 3 emails, believe it or not, the day of the webinar, okay? And the magic 2 that we always send are one, give or take, 45 minutes or 30-ish minutes before, somewhere in that range. It's not a perfect formula okay. for that. But either way, reminding people, hey, we're getting started. The coffee's poured. The slides are on. Like, I'm running to the bathroom. I'll be right back. We're going to get started. So make sure to show up. Here's your reminder link, this and that, okay? Mm-hmm. Then the other one, and this one is like, I think a big one, that we just tried. And we saw, I don't have the exact numbers, but you know, even if it increases 25 people showing up, it's more than worth it, right? We actually send one 15 minutes after we've started. Okay. And so in that email, it's like, hey, by the way, we've already started. We're on there, but good news, you can still get on in case, you know, you're dropping the dog off of the groomers or whatever, and you want to race on. We got the link. And we also, Lindsay on my team will post that in the pop-up Facebook group as well. Like, hey, we started 15 minutes ago. Like, you can hop on. And what's interesting, when I'm on doing a live webinar, just like we're going to be doing, Andrew, I can literally watch the clock. I know when that email goes up, and you can watch the spike of people come in that were like a little bit late to the party. And I think it kind of also reminds them, like, you could be late and still come. It's not like it's over or something like that.
I see,
you know?
Right. So even if I'm half an hour late, I've seen the 15-minute late email, and I know it's okay to come in after the thing starts, and I'll still get something out of it. Doesn't it feel like it's too many emails, though? Two, mm-hmm. 3 emails going out to people who registered on the same day?
It's a great point, and I totally understand. I've never gotten a complaint ever about it because people are interested in the information. That's why they've signed up. Do you know what I mean? Like they're interested in being there. It's reminding. It's basically like if you were people don't do this, but they should. You know, if you buy tickets to something, sporting event or something, you get some reminders that you're coming. You've already got your ticket. They're just telling you to go, right? And so for me, I don't see it as a nuisance. I think it's more of a mental shift for yourself. saying like, this seems like a lot to me, but it might not be a lot to someone that has 50 other things going on in their day, or it's just a quick reminder for them.
Yeah, you know what? I used to do like one webinar before launching something new just to explain it and get some questions. And frankly, I would do it often to learn from the audience, because then I would see what they didn't like about it, what they liked about it, and so on. But I only sent out one email the day before, and I'd get complaints from people saying, hey, I forgot. Mm-hmm. You should see how these people do it and learn and send it more often. All right. Let's talk about like a software company that does webinars well. Who's one that's actually been doing it and getting revenue and customers from it?
Yeah, so there's a lot. I mean, if you actually almost talk to almost many, many software companies, you can see that they're absolutely crushing it with webinars. One that comes to mind is LeadPages, without a doubt. I mean, if you talk with them, you talk with Clay, who you know, and they actually have now, you know, Clay used to do all the webinars himself. Now they have Tim Page, who they hired full time. Tim's entire job is to do webinars. He's done like thousands of them. You know, that's his entire job. That's their number one conversion tool. Not only is it their number one conversion tool, meaning for getting people to sign up for lead pages, it's also their number one tool for growing their database and their email list as well. Because when you enter your email, obviously for a webinar, you're joining onto someone's mailing list as well. And they're not the exception by any means. I mean, they're just one of many companies because, you know, webinars fit into many different business models, but tech, you know, coaching, anything with a personal brand, like, you know, what I teach, like online courses or information products, anything like that, it's just an incredible tool to, you know, educate and sell.
Yeah, the one that I remember was just like Wade sitting there on a Google Hangouts. He kept it really simple. He would do webinars from time to time. Wade, the founder of Zapier, would sit there, and sometimes it would be like four or five people in the room. And I think, doesn't he feel embarrassed that only four or five people came to the room? But no, what I realized was he got to see the questions that Anne-Marie, who was working here, got to ask him and understand what was going on with the software and where she got stuck and so on. I get that. And you're right. The other value that we have, so we started this new thing, Bot Academy, where we're teaching people how to create bots. And then we're also allowing people who want bots to hire our graduates. Yeah, we definitely got more sales from these webinars and from anything else. More people signed up.
Yep.
But it also allowed this new brand, Bot Academy, to end up with a list of what, 4,000 or 5,000 people on an email list who are all interested in bots. And this webinar, when they registered, also got them signed up to the mailing list for that. And of course, since we have a chatbot for us too, we have what, 4,000 or 5,000 people subscribed to the chatbot now because they subscribed to the webinar, and this was part of the flow. All right. I want to know about how you got here, but let's talk about one example of a webinar that you did well. It was John Lee Dumas. Mm-hmm. Who I was on a podcast cruise with. We spent 7 days on a boat. We couldn't really there weren't other people for us to go and get lost in. And I like that we kept having these casual conversations. And he's the one who first said to me, this guy earns more money for me than anyone else that I've done partner webinars for. Do you remember how much you did with John Lee Dumas of EO Fire?
Yeah, we did. So when he did a webinar, a co-webinar that we did, which we call JV webinars, would be the slang term here. It was for my Create Awesome Online Courses program. We'd done some for him as well. And it did about 230,000 in revenue, just one webinar, one live webinar plus a follow-up. Did about 220,000 in revenue. I would say, and John and I have done it a couple times, and I've also done a few webinars for him, for a couple of his products. I'd probably say altogether, and I'm ballparking here, we've probably generated close to 600,000 in sales.
Wow.
Just between a few webinars. I mean, we're talking.
But a single webinar would do more than $200,000.
In that case, it did, yeah.
Wowee. Oh, okay. All right. You know what? So I've known you for a while. You used to be the guy who was, I think it was ABC.
Oh, yeah. It was local local ABC here in St. Louis. Good memory.
Right. You used to have a jacket and tie on that show. You talk business on that show. And were you buying that airtime at the time?
Yeah. So when I started, which was in internet years, 1,000 years ago, so 2008 – uh-huh. Which was right around when you started.
That's exactly
right?
The year that I started here. Yeah,
it's a magical year, 2008. Where I started was exactly that. I started with an interview show. We were like kind of two pioneerish people back in the day there with that. And the way that I actually started was, yes, of course, I had a website, but I bought local time in St. Louis, Missouri, where I'm from, and went on there and did a chat show talking with local entrepreneurs. That's how it started, and it grew from there. But yes, it started by purchasing time and doing a little show on air.
And then you took it online and you did a podcast where you were interviewing entrepreneurs.
For 5 years.
For 5 years. And then I feel like you weren't making great money there. It wasn't until you hit on what that things started to really take off for you.
Great. Yeah. Online courses.
It was when you did your first online course and the course was about doing, interviews, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Very, very, cyclical how this is, but, my show at its peak, and I was looking at some numbers cause I know you're a numbers guy. So I had to,
thanks.
I had to secretly jump over and look at some before here. I think at its peak, my show was probably doing about $150,000 or
from
so.
From advertising.
Yeah. Which was, by the way, great. I mean, I was really here good. In my pajamas doing it from Skype at that point. I mean, you know, it was not, it was great. But for me, where the challenge came was I was always nervous I was going to lose that big sponsor. I was always nervous that this was my only source of revenue.
By the way, when I say it's really great, we're talking about the days before podcasting suddenly became a thing and advertisers were fighting for ad spots, which is what's happening now.
2009, 2010. Yeah.
Right? I remember you did some clever things, like you worked with HubSpot, but you didn't just do an ad for HubSpot. You said, and go to HubSpot to get this thing, which was like a lead magnet, which is basically bringing online marketing to the podcasting world. And then you'd also do some recordings of interviews for them. But still, $150,000 is not it's not great when you consider that if you get a sore throat for a few days, the site starts to sag, right?
No doubt. I mean,
so then how did you get into – well, I get the course. You do something well, and then you want to teach it to other people. That's the way to raise your profile. It's also the way to raise money. But I didn't think that there was that much money in doing courses about interviews.
Well, there was. So let me explain. So
What
happened was I wanted to shift to a business model that I was much happier with, right? So meaning that I wanted something that could generate more money, more freedom. I didn't necessarily want to be tied to the microphone with a sore throat 24/7, just like you said, right? But I was thinking, okay, well, what can we do? And so for years, I kind of procrastinated on doing it. But then I said, okay, let's do it. First product, create awesome interviews. First launch did $19,800. Okay, first one, very first launch to just 400 people. Okay, and I remember I've never been more excited about anything ever in business. I was like, wait, I can take something that I know, I can turn it into something that can teach others to do the same. This is like the coolest thing ever.
And you were doing it for what, 50 bucks a piece?
No, they're $495.
Okay, $495. Okay, so about 500, not 50.
Right.
Yes.
And then over a year, that course grew to 250,000 in sales.
Okay.
Just that one. Okay. Plus, you know, doing the show, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. I want to learn, you know, when you get up, just like you, I know your personality. When I find something that I really like, I get very obsessive about it. I want to know everything about it now. I want to master it, right? Like very few things, but when I get obsessed, I get obsessed. So I just continued to refine it. We had more courses that came out. We taught people how to do Skype interviews. We had a little summit called the Talk to the Top. We did different courses and different marketing programs that went up and up and up. And next thing you know, in less than 24 months from the launch of Create Awesome Interviews, we hit $1 million in sales.
From Create Awesome Interviews?
And a couple other marketing-ish little courses like that, yes.
What was the percentage from Awesome Interviews versus the other one?
Probably more than half.
So more than half came, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so I taught interviews too, because I found that people were asking me about how to do interviews and the best way also to become better at something is to teach it. And I definitely improved as an interviewer from doing that course, from focusing on what my process was and teaching it. But I didn't do that much, I don't think, from that. What did you do that allowed you to sell so much?
Well, for then, back in the day, it was funny because this was even before webinars, which is so funny, like because this was even before I got into that world. But what we do is we did a lot of – really, it was just kind of – old school, I don't want to say product launch formula because I kind of put a twist on it. But basically, what we do is we'd have different releases of the course throughout the year where we'd lead up with some great free content. In this case, it was a free video series. So it was like a 3-part free video series. And then we'd open the card up for 7 to 10 days at a time.
Okay.
And we would do that constantly with new people as they came into my email list. So maybe 400 or 500 people at a time. And this was, again, back then, before all this stuff was like kind of, common knowledge. This was like just figuring this stuff out. We would just kind of have these perpetual launches going on for new people. And that's how we continued to build that up.
Okay. All right. For anyone who wants to go see this webinar, it is, do you remember the date offhand?
I do. It is June 15th because I memorize these things, right?
At 2 p.m. Pacific. What time is it for you? You're Central time, right? So 4
I'm
p.m. Central.
So it's 4 p.m. Central, 5 Eastern, and I don't know any other time zones, but you can definitely check that out for sure. And that's it's going to be very
The URL for anyone who wants to sign up is mixergy.com/learnwebinars if you want to sign up and be a part of it. And actually, frankly, just sign up to see what happens on the confirmation page. I think the confirmation page is really interesting. The different ways that you hook yourself into people's tools like their calendar, like their Facebook Messenger account, etc. I should say this interview is sponsored by Pipedrive. When I set out to find people to do webinars to partner up with, I did what I always do when I want to persuade or when I want to sell. I fired up Pipedrive. And in Pipedrive, I'm forced to say, what are the steps to closing this deal? And I put out a list of steps. One of them is identify the potential partners to do webinars with. The second one is get their contact info. Then you contact them. Then you make the offer, right? Et cetera. All the way to the final column, which is close the frickin' deal and get and do a partner webinar with them. That's the beauty of Pipedrive. It allowed me to do it and keep myself organized. And then when someone on my team, Rebecca, came in and said, Andrew, I want to help you do this because you can't prepare for the webinars and keep following up with people and do all this and not collapse, she was able to just get her account on Pipedrive, see what I did, and keep moving people step by step through the process that Pipedrive forced us to create. If you're out there selling or persuading anything, especially in this like one-on-one way, not mass thousands of people, but one-on-one way, you need a good CRM that will allow you to do it. I've used for years Pipedrive to let me do that. We use it to book guests for interviews here on Mixergy. I use it when I want to sell something individually, like a new course, a new product. And we use it to now find people and work with people that we're going to do partner webinars with. If you are interested in it at all, because it's now created by people who've seen how many customers I've sent to them and how my audience is maybe the best audience that they've ever had for them because it's such a perfect fit for us. Well, they created a special URL where you're going to get a bunch of free time to use Pipedrive and see all the results. And frankly, you will see sales come from this long before the expiration of this URL. So the expiration of the free time. So I want you to go check out pipedrive.com/mixergy. Ooh, actually, not only are they giving you free time with it, they're also giving you 25% off after that free period expires. So go check out Pipedrive at pipedrive.com/mixergy. All right. I see where you were going with this. I see how it started to hit for you. At what point what was the next big leveling up for it? It was create your course, sell it using this, not product launch formula, but your own sequence of messages. What was the next thing that allowed you to shoot up?
Yeah. And so this was kind of the most pivotal moment I would say kind of ever in my business is that, you know, as I perfected this, more courses came out, revenue increased, hit over seven figures, all that kind of stuff, was then the conversation shifted to people now asking me about courses, right? It's just a logical thing that happens. Like, especially my audience, they like loved it. Like they wanted to know, well, I'm a fitness expert. How do I do a course? I'm a, I'm a blogger. I'm a podcaster. What do I need to do?
I get
how do
it because
it?
You right. coined this really good, I think you coined the word mediapreneur at one
yes.
point. You said, look,
I trademarked it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's a great freaking word. Yeah. Like immediately I understand who you're going after. When you went to that, I understood. You're going after people who are publishing things online, like yes. blog posts, like podcasts, like maybe even YouTube videos, etc. Mm-hmm. They think of themselves as entrepreneurs and they need to understand certain things like how do they get an audience? How do they sell to that audience, etc., etc. And one of the things that those people need is courses because the best way to monetize something like that is to teach. And so they started to, how did you know that was a topic that they wanted to learn?
It was, and yeah, exactly that. Cause taking your expertise and basically turning it into a product. Right. And so, I think it was just, it was kind of organic to a certain degree because it was really inbound at that point. You know how, like when you start a business, a lot of stuff you do is very outbound. I had reached that point where I was getting a lot of inbound things. So a lot of questions, Facebook comments, emails like, hey, how do I do this? And like, I just kind of felt in my gut also that this, which is the least scientific thing you could possibly say, like that this was the next topic. And I also was very passionate about it, meaning I was very excited about this because this had really changed my world as well. So I put together, which is now my flagship program for years running now, called Create Awesome Online Courses. And that was the biggest shift other than starting my business that I ever possibly made in my business.
How soon before you knew that one was taking off?
So the first launch of it, which was in right around 2000, I have to look back on the date, 13-ish, somewhere around there. We did close to $300,000 in sales.
On the first period?
5 days.
This was your first launch, $300,000.
First launch of Create Awesome Online Courses.
Just to your audience.
Yeah. So a little
different.
What
did you do over those 5 days?
Magic sauce. No, what I did was actually very similar. So I teach this in, this is so meta now, but I teach this in Create Awesome Online Courses. I kind of perfected my own little product launch formula, the way I like to call it. I call it a VIP launch. Okay. And a VIP launch is something you do once when you're getting started live. And it's just the goal of your VIP launch is just to get in those initial customers, right? Get in initial people, get them excited, get testimonials. Really work with them, and like it's like your prized people, and you give away some extra bonuses. And so we did kind of free content leading up to the launch, you know, videos about online courses. We had a free video series leading up to it. So we had a video series that went out over a week, and then we had a card open period, and actually it was 7 days now in retrospect, 7 day period of open and close for the course so you could enroll in it. Okay. And that initial launch did 300, I think it was like $311,000 of the course.
So wait, it was a series of videos followed
yep.
by a cart opening up.
And then a cart close.
And a cart closing. So that's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, total of 2 weeks.
What was in the videos? And each video, I'm assuming you also sent out an email to the audience saying, hey, look, I've created this
yeah,
video. Go
exactly.
check it out.
Yeah, exactly. So the videos, and again, I've come up with a very – everything I try to do, I try to create then into a formula that other people can do. That's like what I do. It's like I do, learn, master, teach, right? And so I have a format for the videos that I actually teach in the course as well. But basically what you're doing, and this is actually ties big time as we talk more about webinars here, because webinars are even bigger, better conversion tool than a free video series, right? We've seen this. But – is what you're doing is you're educating and you're teaching people great stuff, and you're also getting them excited about the next steps. It's kind of taking them down a path, teaching them cool stuff, and leading them then towards the sale of your course. It's not three sales videos, you know what I mean, or anything like that. We're actually teaching good things. So I think my first video was on how to come up with a course that sells. I think the second video was on mistakes to avoid. And I think the third one was all the very simple tech that you need so you can de-stress about that. And each one kind of led into the next one, which then led into the, hey, now do you want me to take you by your hand step by step and show you exactly how to do this? Boom. Create Awesome Online Courses. Here we go. Here's my results by doing this. Here we go. Here's the program. And that was how I got that initial class. I'm putting that in air quotes for those that are on audio. We got in for Create Awesome Online Courses. And
what'd
I knew
what
that – $997.
How'd you know what to charge for it?
Again, it's a little formulaic. The Cliff's Notes was I looked out. So now there's a lot of I don't want to say copycats. So there's a lot of copycats out there of it, and our business continues to grow. But we were one of the first to do a course specifically on courses, right? So I went off of what other people charged on other similar things. I kind of did a lot of research on to this market, to this audience. I looked at what are the higher price points because I like being on the premium end versus in the basement. But at the end of the day, you have to decide on a price and see how it goes. And so $997 was the price. And just to add something extra fun onto this, which would add probably an overly complicated conversation because I know we need to talk a lot about webinars, but later on, something I teach is coming back with excuses to relaunch things, right? And different packages. There, you know, it's flag day. We're doing a, you know, whatever it might be. But what I encourage people is not to do some kind of discount, because a discount kind of screws over your loyal early customers and people that got in and people that trust you. So I always want to give people the greatest price when they get it, right? But what we did later on was add a long-term payment plan, which was a massive risk that is now equated to well over $4 million in sales, if not more, which is 12 payments of – I laugh because it's just funny – 12 payments of 97.
I saw that only in where I was – trying to learn how to do webinars. I watched your webinar and you said it's going to be $97, only 12 payments of it or something. And so it came in as a much lower sounding number. That's, I see. And what's the rate of completion of that? Do you know?
We actually, it's funny because I've been obsessed with that. So I have my team just data dig all the time on this and kind of figure it out. It's close to 80%-ish, somewhere around there.
Okay. Wow. What's your revenue now overall?
We're about, so last year was, so last year would have been what, 2016. We were about $2.5 million in revenue.
Per year.
Per year. Wow, okay. And this year, on pace, fingers crossed, you know, we're definitely going to cross over the 3 threshold. The goal within the next 2 years is to hit 5, and well on pace for that. So excited about that.
Yeah, that does. What percentage of that do you actually get to keep? Because in a partner webinar, I mean, the deal always changes, but it's like 50-50 you keep and the partner keeps, right? If you go to someone like Lead Pages and you say, look, I'll do a webinar for your audience. They're all creating these landing pages. Many of them want to learn how to create courses. I'll do a webinar teaching them how to create courses. And if we get any money, I'll split it with you, right? That's a big expense. So bottom line, what do you end up keeping?
Yeah. So, and by the way, I would say a standard for webinar, for the most part is 50%. Some software companies do 30 or 40, and some you can also negotiate with to try to get that up a little bit, a little wink, wink. But, that's kind of the standard thing on it too. So you got to realize, the way that my company works, our profit margins are, massive, because webinars are our biggest conversion tool by far, but it's not the only thing that we do. And I have a big email list as well that's been built up over time. So, I mean, the profit margins in a business like mine, are what I don't have the exact percentage for you, but they're well over 50%, well over 50% of $2.5 million.
The profit. Gross profit margins.
I'm saying or profit.
Net, when bottom line, you make 2 million, bottom line is over a million?
Well over a million. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well over a million.
Wowee. Wow, I would have thought it would be much, much smaller than that because of the partners, because of, you buy a ton of ads, don't you, on Facebook?
Not as much as one would think. And I did for a while, but actually we're not right now, but we're going to bring them back. That's a long story. But the nice thing about partner webinars is you're not paying for anything. You're paying on stuff that's already been brought in. So meaning that, you know, when we do a partner webinar, you know, Andrew, like we did Bot Academy for me. You didn't have to come over to my house and bring me a bag of money. It would have been nice. You didn't. What happens is there's no risk really on any of our ends, other than me, my goodwill saying, hey, Andrew, my friend Andrew's coming on and he can do great stuff. And if you don't do great stuff, it's not good. But but the thing is, there's no risk. Like, you get 50% of that.
But I don't have to pay money on ads and hope the ads work. I don't have
to.
Yeah. You know, the bigger benefit I found from it that was unexpected was I partnered with a bunch of people where I went to their audiences and I talked about bots and then I told their audiences how they can sign up for Bot Academy. The biggest, biggest benefit that I got out of it was every one of them had a financial interest in me doing better and also a friendship interest in me doing better. Absolutely. And so I would get fantastic advice, sometimes even after the webinar finished. Like, you gave me this email full of advice about what I could do to improve. I took it back to the team and to the person I worked with, and I used it. The best thing that you told me was, Andrew, you told people what it cost, but you didn't tell them why it makes sense to pay this much.
Yeah.
I had to go back to the team and say, he's right. What the hell do we do? And then we came up with a solution for it where I show a spreadsheet and I show people what the revenue potential is and so on. Right? That little thing is just one tip. And everybody did that. And it was partially for financial reasons. They'd want to help me do better for their audience because they're splitting the revenue. And partially because we're in on this journey together now. And even when the journey ends.
I want you to succeed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So helpful. And it opened my eyes to, like, I do not partner well with people. I'm just very so isolated, I think. And I need to recognize that by partnering up, I have people who don't just care about me, but have an interest in me doing better. And I need to do more of that.
Yeah, and just real quick on that too, if you just run the math on that, it's not like you're losing 50%. Don't think about that. It's just that you're getting basically free – I don't want to say free money, but it's meaning you're getting free customers in for 50%. Like meaning like if your Bot Academy is $2,000, let's just say, you're getting $1,000 a customer. Do you know what I mean? Like every single one that comes in, and that's profit. You know, and so, you know, it's a key thing. But, you know, webinars, I have to say though, for sure – that have become our, you know, biggest tool in the business to be selling courses and programs. And it's just, but you have to know how to do it right. And that's the key thing. And I did not always know how to do it right.
I want to talk in a little bit about all the things that go into doing it right, but let me continue with your story here. Hit on webinars, how, and then what impact did they have on your business?
So real quick, just to back up for 2 seconds, though, that I think this is relevant, was in 2013, okay, mm-hmm. Create Awesome Online Courses came out, and like, you know how you have that moment, maybe some people do, maybe some people don't. When that came out, I knew this is what I wanted to do. Like, I had done the show for 5 years. It was great. We'd done tons of episodes, great time. But I was like, this is kind of my calling, is to help people with this, because I saw people start to get results from it. Right, I saw people say, I can't believe it. I did my first launch of this course. It did 50,000, 60,000, even 5,000, but then even more later on. And I said, this is what I want to do. So I decided the end of that year, which was a massive risk, I said, you know what? Podcast, done. It's over. The Rise to the Top, the show itself, is going to be done on December 31st. And it was. And I was kind of done with that point in my life. And I wanted to focus full time on helping people with courses and course related things. And so that was a big shift. We said goodbye to my big sponsor at the time was Citrix. Go to webinar, go to meeting, everything. We literally called them up and we're like, I know we have a 6-figure deal for next year, but we're not going to do the show. He's like, you're not doing the show. It's like, yeah, we're just not going to do it. So that was a big shift in my business. And we just put all the effort and focus into that specific niche of topic and focus, and it just became, how do we grow this business? How do we get more people excited about courses? How do we get people to know about this? And that ended up shifting more towards not only these, what I call VIP launches, but into the world of webinars as well.
What worked for you before that? Because I know that with a show, you had access to so many people, the audience and the guests and so on. Mm-hmm. When you gave that up as a source of new leads, of new email addresses, of new customers, What was it that was starting to work before webinars?
We built up a lot of organic traffic still coming in from the interviews. And also I was I don't want to say consistent blogger, but I had some good content and a good following on my blog as well. But now we take people and put them into the free video series. We also created a cheat sheet for courses, right? Which you can actually see on my site now on therisetop.com. We always have our cheat sheet available and things like that. So we had a lot of organic traffic coming in, and started doing ads as well on Facebook about probably 2014, somewhere around there, maybe towards the end of that. So started saying, hey, here's a free video series, enter your email address for this. Oh, here's a free cheat sheet and your email address for that. And that would start people down the line of education and then towards the sale.
I see. And it seems like Facebook ads are what started to first take off. And then you send people to the video series. Mm-hmm. Why then do a webinar? Why go from having a sequence that just works on its own to saying, I got to get up and be here at a certain time no matter what happens?
Yeah. Bon question. So the thing is, you know, you would think like you could just rest on your laurels and just that's your source. But the thing is, the danger in business in many times is one, if Facebook ads go bad, and also they're expensive. Let's just call it like it is. I mean, we've had good ones, but you're putting a lot of money into it, right? And webinars allow you to really shorten that sales cycle. And by the way, free video series are great, and we still I teach my Create Awesome Online Courses students, that's the first thing you do because that's an asset that can be used over and over again, okay? But the number one conversion tool, beyond a doubt, was webinars, because the appeal to webinars is a few different things. One, it's that live experience, you know, that you're there, it's an event. Like, you show up and it's a captive attention, right? Like, so that's a vital thing that you don't always get. You know, video series, again, I'm not blasting them because we use both. Right. But it's, you can pause it and then go to dinner and then God knows
maybe come back, but probably not.
See you later. Right. With webinars, you're having a very specific time. It's a date on the calendar. It's an event. And also you can accomplish, like, I hate to say the word sales cycle, but like an entire sales cycle and education and everything into an hour and a half, 2 hours. Right. As opposed to this kind of longer sales cycle as well. But for me, you know, when your goal is singular, right? So my goal at the time was, I want to make sure more people know about online courses. I want to make sure more people know about my program and I want to make sure people are excited about that. How do we do that? And I kept hearing everywhere, webinars, webinars, webinars are going to increase your sales. So I said, well, I have to jump in and try this, and let's see what happens.
Okay. All right. We're going to get into the webinar part of your story and, more importantly, how people who are listening to us can create webinars for themselves. But guys, later on in the interview, you're going to hear David talk about how he created software. Part of his business now is software that helps people sell more, convert more, and also run their courses. If you're out there listening to me and you have software-based business, or you want to add to your software, or you want to add to your business by adding software, you could go out there and hire, which will take you a long time to find the right people, or you can get one of those cheapo freelance sites where you'll end up with a cheapo product that you're not so proud of and frankly not going to promote because it's not so good. Or you could do what so many people who've listened to Mixergy have done, which is go to TopTal. When you go to TopTal, and by the way, it's top like top of your head, tal as in talent, TopTal. You're going to get some of the best developers, the kinds of people who are Google quality people, who are Facebook quality people, who just decided, you know what? I don't want to be in the Googleplex. I don't want to work in Palo Alto. I don't want to have that kind of a lifestyle where I'm driving from San Francisco to the office an hour and a half each way every day. Instead, they say, I want to work from whatever country I happen to be in or whatever city I happen to live in. And that's where I want to be. And I want to still find challenging work where I could express my ability to create and my ability to build businesses and my ability to build to code up software. If you're out there and you want to hire those kinds of people, I want you to know you can go to toptal.com/Mixergy. TopTal has been created by two longtime Mixergy fans, so they're going to give you something that they're not giving anyone else. And frankly, call me out on it if you see that they're offering this to anyone else on the planet. But right now, Mixergy people only will get 80 hours of TopTal developer credit when they pay for their first 80 hours, and that's in addition to a no-risk trial period of up to 2 weeks. They know their developers are some of the best on the planet. They know their developers are going to be better than like 10 of the – better than 20 developers you can get from anyone else. And so they stand behind them. Go check them out at toptal.com/Mixergy. Top is in top of the mountain. Tal is in talent.com/Mixergy. You will see the difference that the top talent people, the best developers out there will have on your business. toptal.com/Mixergy. All right. You first did your first webinar. Give me a common mistake that you made, something that you wish you'd like, yeah. You almost want to crawl in a hole out of embarrassment that you made in the beginning.
I mean, I think, you know, so the first one I actually did was for Create Awesome Interviews. So the first webinars that I did was for that. And we made some sales. We made a few sales. I don't think it was anything earth-shattering, couple thousand sales. But by the way, that's not to downplay that. I mean, that's great. Sales are sales, right? I think for me was I had no idea how to structure a presentation at all for a webinar. Okay, so meaning I just made it up, right? Like I was like, okay, I had my slides in front of me, like, you know, the night before the webinar. Hopefully it wasn't the night. I'm hoping I had gave myself at least 2 days, but who knows? Uh-huh. Let's just call it the night before. And I was just kind of coming up with it. Okay, I'm going to show this, and I'm going to do this, and then, I don't know, I guess I'll, at this point, mention the course. Like I just kind of, there was no structure or flow to it because I was making it up. I was 100% running and gunning. I had great content, meaning I knew that I could teach great stuff, but I didn't know that there was a proven process out there for your entire presentation from start to finish. I just thought, oh, just do it and we'll go on there. And so I think everything kind of felt, I don't want to say awkward because I enjoy talking, but more that there wasn't like a specific time where, okay, now let's do the pitch. And like, it just was kind of a little hot mess, if you will. So not having a structure, I'd say, would be by far the major thing.
I get that. It's really hard to figure out what to do. One of the things that I liked about your course on doing webinars was you said, guys, look, here are the templates that you can use for titles. Yeah. Just copy these templates. Like it's 7 steps to creating whatever, right? Or 5 key mistakes to avoid when doing whatever. That you gave a structure like that. And then you said, here are the steps. I want you to write them all down and go through them. And then you went through each one of them individually. And then you said, here are examples of how I did it. And here are 2 webinars you can go watch and see these. Actually, once you know the framework, go watch these 2 webinars and you'll see how they're using it. And that really helps. to know specifically, do this first, then do that, yep. then go to the next thing. And then I know it's kind of awkward to transition from teaching to selling. Here are the exact words right. I want you to use to go and transition from one to the other.
And how I learned that, Andrew, was even crazier, because I'm sweating because I'm thinking to myself, like, this was just a crazy story. I got to look back now. Maybe, let's call it 2014 ish. And I was, I sent out an email to my email list saying, I'm going to do a webinar, for Create Awesome online courses. Okay. Send it out. And I get an email from a guy that I'd met a while. I can't remember exactly how we met, but we met a while ago. And he's this really cool Irishman named John Richards. He has a picture of the Irish accent, which I'm not going to butcher here. And he said, do you know about how to structure a webinar presentation? Like, how are your sales? Are they good? Are they bad? Like, what do you know? I'm like, I don't know anything. I know nothing. I go on there. I make up my presentation. And he's like, well, how are your sales? I go, I don't know. Like, I sometimes I make a couple sales. Sometimes I make no sales, right? And when I had done a few webinars in the past, he said, let me teach you a process to how to do this. Okay. And so John and I hyped on Skype for like, this was the night before the webinar, by the way, Andrew, let me note this. I had already written it. Like, I had already had my slides. I was ready to go the next day. And he said, what's the most you've ever made on a webinar before ever? And I said, I think it was 8,000 or 9,000 or so I did on a webinar. And I was super excited about that. He goes, okay, we're going to blow this out of the water. So he taught me this format, which now we both teach together. In the course that you took, right? Yeah. Cause he's like my sensei and we both have combined now for like ultra powers, but he did it. And I remember learning it and thinking like, I don't want to do this almost. Like I was like thinking, well, this isn't my format. Like this sounds uncomfortable. This sounds weird. How to transition from this part to the pitch and all these things. But I said to myself, and this is a key thing, when you're an entrepreneur and you've got a hard head on you and someone's showing you what to do, I had to turn it off and say, you know what? I'm going to do exactly what this Irishman tells me what to do. Like if he says at this point, you're going to go and you cough into the screen, I'm going to do it. And you know what? If it works, I'm going to give him a big fat hug and a kiss. And if it fails miserably, I'll just tell him that, hey, you know what? It didn't work out, but I'm going to do it. If he says, put this slide in, I'm putting that slide. If he says, do this, do that. So I stayed up until like 2 a.m. that night, redid all the slides, do the webinar the next day. And I remember sitting there and being like, oh my God, this is almost uncomfortable. Like this doesn't feel like me. Did it. $38,000 in sales.
Wow. Twice what you did before best. Way more. Oh, no, you didn't do 19. You did 9,000 before. Yeah, so about four times as much.
And I couldn't believe it. I went back to him like paying homage. Do you know what I mean? And I said to him, I just said I couldn't believe it. And then I perfected it, got better at it over time. And actually the next one after that did 111,000.
Wow.
Or it was 111 or 118. I got to check on my exact numbers. And that's when kind of things took off from a webinar perspective from there. And I do have to give lots of credit. And that's why John and I do a lot of things together as well, because
that
he was
someone explains why suddenly this guy comes on in you're teaching every part of the webinar process in your course, which yep. I went through and I still have, I'm looking right now yep. at my notes. I even have screenshots of his slides. I like that his slides are ugly, by the way. He has ugly
horribly
slides.
Ugly. The worst.
It's so yeah. reassuring that this stuff yeah. works when it doesn't look good. And you right. have, because you have beautiful slides. And I'm like, God, right. I can't do that. I'm not recreating his. You must have hired some designer to create your slides for you.
Yeah, not really, but kind of.
Oh, really? Oh, well, anyway. So that explains why he's on there. Does he own a piece of the business or is he just there to help you teach that part of the course?
We worked out like a kind of a deal, that private deal. On that, but he got compensated, so he's okay. He's a happy. He's
and then
a happy
what you spent the most time teaching was how to get people to show up, what to do afterwards, how to get them to yeah. buy after the event.
Well, here's what happened: is that over the years, because I've done now, give or take, 5.5 million in sales just from webinars, right, in the last few years, and what I've kind of perfected is the process from start to finish. Meaning, like, how do you you know, how do you come up with the perfect titles and that kind of stuff? And then how do you market your webinar? How do you get people to show up?
So teach me some of this stuff. Let's okay. talk about, well, what are you going to be teaching at the actual webinar yeah. that you're doing for our audience?
All
with
this
me?
Stuff. See, because the funny thing was, I was thinking, oh God, Andrew's going to ask me about this. And I'd be like, okay, well now let's spend an hour and a half covering it. But
no, we're going to go like 10 minutes of deep. And I could ask questions yeah. that will help us get the most value. But why don't we
Let
start
me
with
that,
the email sequence. You have to get people to show up. What's the sequence of emails that gets them to show up and then follows up to buy? And then I'll talk to you about the content of the actual webinar. But if you don't have emails getting people in, they're not going to sign up. If you don't have emails afterwards, you're going to lose half the sales.
Well, let's also think about this too. So a good rule of thumb, this is a great tip for everyone, is there's really no reason to promote a webinar more than a week out. And that's an important thing. So because people forget what your name is 5 minutes afterwards, right? But I'm saying that the cycle for a webinar is in many cases even less than 7 days. Like some people 3 or 4 days and they just go hard at promoting and then they do it, right? But we've noticed that that's a sweet spot, 7 or less. So when we start to announce a brand new training, a brand new webinar, a new live webinar, whatever it is, I like to look at that as like a 6 to 7 day promotion. So that's that's a big tip to start with that. The second of all, is when you're sending out emails, about webinars and things like that, like we kind of mentioned earlier in this interview, you kind of view it as a, an upward, line. So as you get closer, you get more frequent. All right. So because as you get closer to the webinar,
so let's say someone's listening to us, they have a small mailing list, right? They're going to start where they have. A week before the webinar that they're scheduled, they're going to start emailing. So let's suppose the webinar is going to be on a Thursday. The Friday before or the Thursday before they start emailing, what are the sequence of emails that go out before? What are the sequences of email that go out afterwards?
Yeah, so before, it's just all – it's all about getting people to sign up for the webinar. I mean, there's no magic formula. Like we give – in the course and stuff, we go through exact formulas, exact emails and things like that. But what I try to do is you want to explain the topic – you know, have a link to the registration page, things like that, like very obvious things like that you want to do with that. I always try to incentivize people to show up live. That's a big thing. That's what we're going to be doing too with our webinar that we're going to be doing, is that coming up with not only – because of course you're going to promise and deliver amazing content, right? That's what it's all about. But what else can you add? What's another icing on top of the cake? What we like to do – and I'm not even going to say what it is because I don't want to reveal stuff – is a lot of times we like to do a big free giveaway on our webinars as well. And you have to be live to win during the giveaway.
Sometimes but you don't announce that before. It's not part of the email sequence.
Oh, we do announce it before.
You do?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I see. So I will be emailing the audience and saying, hey, we're doing this live webinar teaching you how to do webinars. And I will be saying, if you show up, you're going to get XYZ.
Well, you just get – exactly. So like – so, you know, because people are going to show up for different reasons. You know, you're Mixer G – folks here are going to come. You're going to want to – the primary reason you're going to come is to learn about the 5 secrets to a successful webinar. That's our title of it, and I'll be going through everything in deep diving. That's what we're going to do, and we'll have plenty of time for live Q&A and all that kind of stuff as well, which is another great incentive to show up is, hey, I've got burning questions, right? Andrew and David will answer them. That's a big thing, but we like to always add that little cherry. It's just a fun thing, and we like to not tell people what it is, and I come up with different things all the time, but we like to do a live giveaway with a drawing of everyone that's there. It's just another kind of like,
hey. What's a past giveaway that you've done?
A good one. We gave away a year of Conversion Cat software, which was really cool. So that's $497 a year. So we basically gave someone a brand new website on there that they can then go build their blog and podcasts and things like that, which was pretty cool. Just an example. And we do like a drawing, but the drawing happens live on the web. You have to be there to win it. So that's a great little tip for people to have something like that.
I see. I saw John Lee Dumas do a webinar for podcasting on podcasting. And he said, come watch me. Here's the mic that you're going to need in order to do a podcast. At the end of this, I'll give it to you.
Give it away.
People. I see. So that's a benefit for coming live. Why bother registering, by the way? If I have a mailing list, why not just say to everyone on the mailing list, we're doing it on this date. Here's a link to add it to your calendar. Why do I need the extra step of getting them to register to the webinar?
Yeah. There's two reasons. So one, it depends on the software. First of all, so some – like we use – you use something different. I think you use Zoom or something.
I use Zoom,
So I use GoToWebinar. It's not perfect. I love it. It's kind of the gold standard. Like, you know, it's one of those things. It's like kind of that's what we do. So first of all, software limitation, you have to have that. Because I can't just send out a link. You actually have to register so you get the link to come on, if that makes sense. So let's pretend that that didn't exist. Let's just say that you could just click a button and go on. I would still have people register because then I can segment them on my email list. And so I can send out, you know, I like to send out things, and you'll see this when you register, if you decide to register for our cool webinar coming up, I send out emails to registrants leading up to it that are really cool. I'll send out, some cool downloads. I've sent out some fill in the blank worksheets. I send out some nice stuff. So there's incentive there to register, because you can also, you know, kind of follow up with people before the webinar as well. So I like to segment my email list to people who have not registered and people that have registered, and they get different emails.
I see. Because you could send more messages to the people who express clear interest in this than people who haven't, and then you could sell. Would you still do that even if you had a list of, say, 5,000 to 10,000 people? Or would you email all of them and say, look, this is a new thing that I'm doing?
Yeah. Well, my email list right now is over 100,000, but it's that we email most people about our webinars, right? So I don't think size necessarily has much to do with it there. Another thing I just thought about off the top of my head, is that if someone's not on your email list, now they're on your email list, right? So like
right. That's a big benefit too. Yeah, that if you have a registration page that your audience goes to register, it gives them something to send to their friends, and then their friends end up coming over and registering.
Yeah, exactly. So or you're running Facebook ads, you know, or you're doing all these other different things. They have to sign up for something. Now you're building your email list as well. So just as an example, like when we did our Bot Academy webinar for my audience, right? What did I do? I sent everyone to your registration page. They entered their email and their information, and now you can follow up with them, and they're on your email list.
So it's a partner webinar. I got the benefit of it. I didn't realize what the benefit was if we're reaching out to our audience.
I mean, technically, I get it. The segmentation. I don't think it's a make or break it. Like, if you have a software or something that you like to do, where you can just send them a link like that. Why would you not want more people on there than less? I mean, you could certainly do that.
Okay. And I think the point about you have a landing page now that you're using for your email list where they get to register for the webinar, you use it again for advertising. That's a good one. We found that the best conversions came from the webinar page because there was a deadline on it. There was a clear time that you have to sign up. And so a lot of people registered.
Countdown timer. There's all the good stuff.
For no other reason than that, that is that's the best reason I found to create a landing page and get people sign up. Okay. So once they sign up, you introduce it. You make a promise. You say, look, we by the end of the session are all going to know how to do this thing. You teach them that thing. You've taught them. How do you make the transition from I've just taught you to now pay up to get more?
Little pause there, because I'm going to answer this. But you glazed over something that I think that MixerG folks need to know, and you need to know too. There is some really, really bad advice out there on webinars. Like, I'm not going to say who or what or when or why, but there's some really, really bad advice out there. And one of the bad pieces of advice that I've seen and have seen in action, which is even scarier, is people do not deliver on that promise of great content, right? So like, meaning they'll keep teasing that they're going to tell you something cool and then never tell you. And like, the answer is going to be like, buy this, right? So I want to make sure to emphasize to everyone, we're going to be talking a lot more about this on the webinar that we're going to do, Andrew, but when you're saying, I'm going to teach you the 5 secrets, I'm going to teach you the 7 steps, I'm going to show you the 5 mistakes, ready for this one? You actually do teach it. Like, boom, I know, mind explosion, but you'd be surprised about how many people do not do that. And so I do want to make sure that everyone knows you deliver on your big promise.
Okay. Now, I think that's helpful to start off by saying, here's what I promise you're going to get, because it gives a goal for the webinar leader
Absolutely.
To know this is what I need to make sure to do, and all these people are going to hold me accountable to it. All right, so you do it. Now what? So let's suppose like someone's going to come to this webinar. You're going to show them the secrets of a successful webinar. What happens to someone who says, hey, you know what? You just gave me 5 secrets, dude. Let me go implement these 5 before I sign up for your course, right? Or I teach something.
It just doesn't work. It all comes down to structure, and like with the structure, and we're going to go over the structure, by the way, on the webinar in detail.
The structure
there's like
a webinar.
There's structure, and actually, I was looking at this. I have my notes right here in front of me too. Where is it? Right here, a 7-part structure to the actual presentation from start to finish. Okay, so it's not just content close. It's not like that. There's other things. Everything's kind of leads into the next part, which you're going to see, which is going to be, by the way, like I said, it's funny because it's going to be super meta because we're going to be doing this all at the same time. But I'm saying that everything leads, like there's other parts of the presentation. It's not just, hey, content this. There's other things that you do earlier on that also help lead towards sales towards the end. It's like little seeds, and we'll go over that. It's not going to be a big secret or anything on there. You know, your story and how your story applies to this, and there's other things that you do. But what we call the transition, Andrew, is called the bridge. Okay, and we're gonna talk about that more. It's the bridge. And the bridge is one of my favorite things. I always smile when I talk about the bridge because I didn't know what a bridge was from Adam before John you know, share this with me, but there a bridge is a certain series of slides that you put together, and you have a great one for Bot Academy, right? And one that we could even improve when I sent you an email about it. But the bridge is the transition from the content to the sales part, okay? And what you're doing is basically you said, why would someone then enroll, right? Because you're going to go crazy deep in your course or your software to solve the problem or do whatever it might be. So meaning, here's the training, here's great tips, here's great advice. Now, do you want every single thing step by step in extreme detail what to do and like hold your hand and show you what to do it? Here's Bot Academy. Here's Create Awesome Webinars. Here's this. With software companies, we see stuff like, okay, well, now you could go out, you know, lead pages, this is great. They're like, hey, here's like a template. You could go code it into your website and, you know, try to figure it out. And here's the HTML and have a good time. Or you could just buy our software with this special offer on this webinar and get these bonuses and this and that.
What are they? So, yeah, let's talk about what software webinars offer. They're teaching you how to do the thing that their software solves without their software.
Or incorporating it. It's basically saying, in many cases, it's like, okay, here's how to do this. And here's how our software can make it like a snap, right? And you can do it the long way, you can do it this way. But a lot of times it's teaching stuff and using – there's a lot of different ways you can do it, but you're teaching stuff and showing how the software can help with that, but they don't have to have it. But the most logical move is to buy the software.
I see. So if someone has landing page software that they're offering, the webinar would show how to create your own landing pages using whatever tool you want. We might even give you the HTML so you can create it from scratch using the free tools we give you. But the logical solution is to use our software to do all this much easier, right? Exactly. The other thing I've seen for software companies is here's a webinar just teaching you how to use our software. That alone for software companies is a big draw because people want the end result. And often there's a free version, or frankly, for business software, people don't care about free. I'll pay whatever the software costs. I just want to understand how it works. And so people will come in to learn that. All right. So anyone who wants to go sign up, the URL is, let me go and make sure that I have it exactly right. It's mixergy.com/learnwebinars. Mixergy.com/learnwebinars.
Oh, and really. bonus points, by the way, on the thank you page, I put together a special video for all you guys. Bonus points if you can figure out what's on my shirt. It's a little hard to see, but you can see a little bonus point.
Oh,
there.
Interesting. I like the way that you said that too. Now I want to go back and re-register. I think I registered largely because, and I'm going to be there even if I don't register. I want to see your process. I want to see the emails that come in. I want to see how you create your confirmation page, et cetera. All right.
And everyone could take notes on that too. Like I'm an open book. So like watch the process besides the training and as well. I mean, no doubt that there's a lot of nuggets there and I'll explain how that all works in the training.
So you went from teaching to then creating software. Let's close this out by just understanding how you found out what software to create for people and who created it for you.
Yeah. So this is a great one. And so how this happened was it was all because of Create Awesome Online Courses. Okay. So in Create Awesome Online Courses, we've got modules to talk about technology and like what do you use for your and for what budget and all these different things in my Create Awesome Online Courses program. And one of the things was, well, how do you do your course website? Right. And your free video series pages and your order forms and your sale, you know, blah, 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 blah. So what I used to have to do is I tested a lot of different companies out there. I didn't like anything. It was aggravating and like some things were good. Some things just left me just very dissatisfied or I thought overpriced or whatever the reason was. So what I would do is I'd say, hey, here's my developer, Brad. Brad's a great guy. He'll build you a site. He'll build you a site.
Go hire Brad directly. Leave me out of it.
Go hire Brad. Here he is. Go get Brad, tell him you want this, right? And so Brad was doing that, and they were expensive. I mean, like, they were several thousand. I don't remember exactly what they were. I mean, they were, like, you know, definitely several thousand dollars of completely custom stuff. And then Brad wanted to jump off a bridge because we got more and more customers coming to Brad, okay? So Brad calls me up one day, really out of the blue, and he said, listen, I've been doing these course sites for you for now, like, a couple of years. I can take this process and turn it into a software product that people can buy for a fraction of the cost of hiring me, right? Where they're going to get a complete template for doing all this, and I can do videos to walk them through every single step. So I don't need any tech experience or design experience. We'll show them how to pick colors. We'll show them how to put the site together. We'll do everything, and we can create that as a software product. So instead of saying, hey, Brad, go build me a site for $5,000, we can say, hey, get Course Cat software, which we ended up naming it because for whatever reason, we were trying to come up with something. And so he put the software together in 2015. And we tested and tested and tested it and ran my own sites on it, and then opened it for sale in 2015. And it's become a big success story since then because it just allows not only the do-it-yourselfer, right, but also people that like want to hand it off. Like, oh, I get to hand it off to my assistant or something like that. You don't need to have a designer or developer to do it. And it's something that you can do cool stuff with now with the do your video series pages and things like that. Then the next logical step was – some people come to us and say, well, this is awesome, but I'm not ready for my course website yet. Like, I need a website for my personal brand, like my expertise, like Andrew Warner, Interview Man, or, you know, Sammy Jones, Kettlebell Expert, like whatever it might be.
Is that what Conversion Cats is?
That's what Conversion Cats is. So it's for your, we call it like your main brand, or like, for me, it's the risetotop.com, right?
But isn't it about getting opt-ins? I thought it was more like a lead pages. That was less.
It's your entire website, but it's focused on exactly two things. Okay, it's your entire website, but it's focused on two things. One, killer design and branding without, again, having to hire it out, right? So, meaning like, you know, you want to create a killer website. And two, completely optimized, that's exactly right, for conversion. So, meaning right. You don't want to just have a pretty website that an amazing designer created for you, but it doesn't do anything for your business. So it's completely optimized to get people to opt in for your free video series, your cheat sheet, your ebook, your webinars, like whatever it is that you're going to be giving away. That's how those software came. So really it was just kind of an organic thing. It wasn't like I decided one day, you know what, I want to get in the software business because that's fun and cool. It really was the other way around. It was just customers that were getting great results from things, asking for more help, asking for this. And Brad, you know, sick of doing one-on-one sites 24 hours a day when he wants to go ride in a canoe sometimes. That's what he likes to do.
Did I ask you what percentage of your revenue was on camera from this versus the
other
business?
We look at separate. That one we can't disclose. It's a partnership and things like that. But it's this year, let's just put it this way. This year, Course Cats will hit over seven figures in revenue this year.
Okay, so that gives me a sense of where it is. All right, so if you're out there and you want to try a webinar, come watch us talk about how to do webinars. I'm telling you, I've never taken a better course, literally never taken a better course, David, than your course on how to do webinars. Literally, I've never sat down and taken notes like this. It was fun and interesting. Here's the one thing that I did though. I left my office to watch it on my laptop. I like that you didn't drip it out to me that I got all of it modules at once. I went to the Crepe House on Valencia Street in San Francisco, and I think it to Napa Valley one day. And in 2 days, I watched the whole thing. I took notes in a Google Doc. So it was like on the left side of my screen was your video. On the right side was my Google Docs note. I sped up your video because you allowed me to speed it up to like 2 times. I think at one point I went to 3 times, but then the Irish guy came on and I couldn't keep up and I wanted to take notes.
Halftime. Yeah.
I just kind of sat there at the Crepe House. They let me sit there all freaking day long. I even – a work day I took away from the office and I went and I watched it. And I know we're not here to talk about it, but I just really like the way that you were teaching. I've known you for a long time. I just didn't realize you were such a freaking good teacher at this stuff.
Well, it means a lot, Andrew. I really mean it because, I mean, that's – the way that I like to look at it is the success in my business is directly 100% proportional to success of customers and friends, because that's what it's all about. Like that's what really jazzes me. Like when you sent me that email and you're like, I'm in the coffee shop and this is the greatest course ever. Like
so good.
Actual email. I was like, it made my entire, I was like high-fiving strangers at Starbucks and stuff, because when I hear from a student and a friend, and again, I'd love to say that you're the exception. You're not though. I mean, like I hear from, you know, tons of people that are like, I did this and that on my webinars and this, I got my structure. That's really what drives me. And that's why we're doing this, you know, for you guys, because you thought this would be, and it totally will be, extremely valuable for those listening to Mixergy. And that's why I'm like more than excited to share this, because if I can even get 1/10 of the reaction from you and get people to do these successful things to build their company, then we've won, you know?
Yeah, I've got to tell you guys, even if you say, hey, you know what? I don't like Andrew. I don't like David. I don't like any of this stuff. Go and do a webinar. Try it even without us. Do it with us if you can. Do it without us if you don't like this. But do a webinar. There's nothing like reaching out and actually getting to talk to your audience in large numbers showing them what you do and what they could do with what you've learned or what you've created. So if it's software, showing them how your software works. If it's knowledge, showing them how they can actually use what you've spent so long learning. And hearing the feedback from them in real time and seeing the sales all come in at once and actually getting the sense that it's like a real group of people who are buying it. I don't think that we as online entrepreneurs get to feel that enough. A lot of what we do is so disconnected from our customers that we don't get to see their problems. We don't get to see their excitement. We don't get to have that kind of interaction that I used to get when I used to work in my dad's store and he happened to have like the killer jacket come into the store. People would get excited. It would fire me up too. If you're out there, try webinars. It also forces people to pay attention in a world where attention spans are short because there's a specific time and date they have to show up. And for us, the specific time and date is June 15th at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, all over the world. You'll know exactly what time it is if you just go to the URL where you register. And the URL is mixergy.com/learnwebinars because we want to learn, yes, some webinars, people. mixergy.com/learnwebinars. Cool, man. Congratulations. I'm impressed and amazed by how far you've come starting out by doing podcasting and then grown. And actually beyond all that, I'm just appreciative of the time that you spent with me because especially when I partnered up with people, I wanted to deliver good results to them. I really did not want to suck for other people. And I appreciate you helping me do more than not suck for other people.
Yeah, and I love it, Andrew, and I love watching also with you, just not only with Mixergy and everything with that, but just how you like seamlessly stepped into this world of learning how to do this. And I think that's the biggest takeaway too is regardless for all you guys out there, don't attack this alone. There's no reason to. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no reason. If this even like. If you even have just an inch of you that says, you know what, I need to do this, like there's no reason to go out there and look for 50,000 things, research for the rest of your life or try it, heaven forbid, like the way that I did. Because look at Andrew now. He took it. He then learned what to do. And now he's got the results from Bot Academy that who knows what would have happened if we wouldn't have done that. So the bottom line here is very appreciative, Andrew, for spending time with me as well and everyone here at Mixergy for sure. Cool.
Come, guys, I've never done this before, but it's helped me a lot. I want to see if I want to introduce this to you, and I know it'll help you guys. Come check it out. It's completely free. Mixergy.com/learnwebinars. We're going to be working on this together. And also, I want to thank my two sponsors. Again, the company that will actually get you the best developers of your life. I've hired from there. I urge you to check them out. It's toptal.com/mixergy. And the software that I use whenever I want to sell or create partnerships with anyone, I always fire up Pipedrive. I actually pay for 3 different accounts so that I have every part of my business has its own Pipedrive. That's how much I love it. And I pay for it out of my pocket. I urge you guys to go check out pipedrive.com/Mixergy. David Simon Garland, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.